Jim here, and welcome to the start of a new podcast. Yes, a new podcast, the Weird Science DC Comics New 52 Review Podcast, the podcast with the longest name I could possibly come up with. And there's a reason why I'm doing this. It's actually a couple reasons. And the first is that Chris and Reggie have flown the coop. Yes, if you had listened to Chris and Reggie's Cosmic Treadmill on Sunday mornings on our feed, it'll no longer appear. They have moved their podcast over to their own feed, so I suggest you go and subscribe to Chris and Reggie's Cosmic Treadmill and show them some love. That's one of the reasons. Another reason is that I keep finding that people who listen to our regular podcast, the Weird Science DC Comics podcast, have jumped into DC Comics with Rebirth, and not all of them have read the New 52. The issue with that is that Rebirth was not a reboot. The New 52 continuity remains. And I'd like people to know what happened in the New 52 so that when Eric Shea goes nuts with his Captain Continuity nonsense, you can get a little inkling of where he's coming from. And that is kind of a joke. One of the main reasons, though, is that I love the New 52. I'll say it. I'll get up in front of the crowd and say that I am a New 52 fan. And it's really the reason, it is the reason I got into comics and the reason Eric got back into comics and the reason why we started our website, which eventually led to our podcast that you're listening to the feed right now. And I think that a lot of times, in retrospect, the New 52 gets a lot of crap. And some of it deserved, some of it undeserved, because there were a lot of good stories. There was a lot of good things that came out of the New 52, especially when it began. It went a little crazy at the end, which did lead to Rebirth. So what am I going to talk about on this podcast? Well, I'd like to give rundowns of the books, the characters, and concentrating on major story arcs and events such as Convergence. Manship will be happy to hear that, as well as things like Villains Month, Forever Evil, Batman Eternal, and of course, the gem of all gems, and Nocenti's Catwoman run. But yeah, while we have our podcast, we get each week, I get a lot of emails and questions on Twitter, things of the sort of, hey Jim, what are the good books to read in Rebirth or New 52? Or hey, I'm in Rebirth now. What are the important stuff? What should I read that you really like? What are the best runs and things like that? So I want to talk about that. And it's not just going to be the good. It's going to be the good, the bad, and the ugly of the New 52. But hopefully it'll give you an all-encompassing, you know, view of what did happen during those years. Because again, I will like to say it, I love the New 52, and I think that there is a lot of great things involved with it. But yeah, I may even get guest hosts along the way. Maybe when I talk about Convergence, I can get Manship in if he doesn't pee his pants along the way. But he could come on. We could talk a little about that. Because even that, there is a thing there. Me and Eric make fun of Convergence a lot. Anytime Convergence is brought up, anytime we bring it up in a book, continuity-wise or things like that, you'll hear us sigh, kind of badmouth it. But the problem is, even that, there were a lot of good things in Convergence, a lot of things that led to even better things, such as the Lois and Clark book that is basically the story going on in the Superman books now involved, you know, the pre-Flashpoint Lois and Clark with their son John. That started in Convergence. That is a direct, you know, continuation of this story from Convergence, which I loved. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that I didn't like during the New 52. There's a lot of things that went wrong with every book, but there was good and bad. So we'll go through all of that in a journey of the mind. Well, I'll hold your hand as long as you hold mine back. But yeah, we'll go through this, and I'm going to try to do it probably twice a month, every other week. And I say that, but I know I'm insane. And if I say, hey, we'll see how it goes, usually that won't mean less. It'll mean more. That means that I'll probably end up doing it once a week. I will try to do that. That is the goal, a once-a-week podcast that discusses things. It may be parts. You know, we may start next week with a overview of what led to the New 52. That may end up taking a month. I don't know. This is not well planned out. I just thought this week, because me and Reggie were talking, actually, and Chris and Reggie, when they left to do their own feed, it was nothing, you know, they weren't pissed off. We're not yelling at them. You know, I always, in my insane head, get mad about things, but that's beside the point. But I was talking to Reggie. Reggie said, hey, now that there's an open slot, what are you going to put in there? And I said at first, well, we can have Eric's horror movie hour. You know that's not happening. Eric's not getting up early on Sunday to record anything. So, you know, I figured this might be something that people would be interested in, especially the Get Fresh crew, and the people who just jumped on with Rebirth. So hopefully it's something that you'd be into. We'll see. Maybe it'll just fizzle out, just like the message board on the website. But you never know. We'll see how it goes. It'll be a touch-and-go situation. But I do want to end this first bit. This is just an announcement of what I want to do and see if anybody's into it. Before I go, I want to read something. I was looking up to find the official announcement when DC announced the New 52. And what I ended up finding was an actual pretty good description by a man named Tom Goodman of the Escapist podcast. And this article was published on June 1st, 2011, right when DC Comics had announced that there would be a New 52 following Flashpoint. And it was titled DC Comics Rebooting Entire Universe Back to Number One. I think that this kind of gives you a rundown of what was going on during the time and kind of how people sort of looked at this announcement. It doesn't go that in depth, but it's what I think kind of shows you this. And it says, DC Comics has announced a historic reboot and redesign for its entire line of superheroes. DC Comics is currently running a storyline called Flashpoint that involves the Flash, Barry Allen version, and his experiences in a strange timeline where the world's superheroes are very different than the once were in memory. In a bombshell announcement, DC has revealed that Flashpoint will lead into a reboot of the entire DC universe. I always want to say rebirth because of that. Starting on August 31st, DC Comics will renumber 52 different books back to number one. Every single title that takes place in the DC universe will be affected. It isn't just a renumbering either, as DC is also redesigning costumes, storylines, characters, everything. All 52 number one issues will launch over a period of 5 weeks. Later in the article, Dan DiDio is quoted as saying, "We really want to inject new life in our characters and line. This was a chance to start, not at the beginning, but at a point where our characters are younger and the stories are being told for today's audience." And a little behind the scenes there, DC Comics, the sales were having problems. They really were having problems, and they came together. They had like a freaking meeting, and I believe it was October of 2010. They got everybody together, all the head honchos. Mr. DC was there, and you know, a lot of the big creative talents got together to try to figure out what could reignite people's interest in comics in general, but mostly DC Comics, of course. And they came up with the idea that we would reboot this, start at number one. And this was controversial at the time because things such as Detective Comics and Action Comics have remained numbered since the beginning of their creation. They were going to renumber those at number one. Now, obviously, people who are reading now in Rebirth realized that they thought that that was a mistake and went back to the old numbering. So there was a lot of things. When the New 52 was announced, there were a lot of hardcore fans that bailed. They just said, no, not on my watch. I'm not going to go through this. I have followed these characters and these storylines. This is bullshit. And they bailed. And we even have some people that listen to our podcast now stayed away the whole New 52 and have come back with Rebirth. And to me, that is kind of the reason I want to have this, is there were important things that happened that are being referenced now in Rebirth. Now, I know Eric, continuity kid, gets mad because some things are being twisted and turned and not so much, but it's not going to be about this. This is not going to be me showing everybody, look, this is what we're talking about. This is how it is. I just want to go back because in general, I want this to be a positive thing. Because I loved it. I'll say it a million times. I love the New 52, and I think that there's a lot to love about it and want to discuss it and talk about it in an informal way. I may show up in the classroom wearing sneakers. I'm crazy like that. I'm going to teach you, but maybe along the line, you will teach me as well. But yeah, that's kind of the whole deal with this. This is just an announcement of what I want to do. Usually when I do this, I have to do some sort of announcement like this so that I'm forced to continue doing what I want to do. So all this is for me to be forced to continue doing this if everybody wants to hear it and go along with it. But yeah, starting next week, I believe I'm going to start with, like I said earlier, the start of the New 52 and kind of what led into it and what it was all about when it first started and things of that nature. But if you want to email me about this, for now, just email me at DC Comics weirdsciencedccomics@gmail.com. And you could even tell me, like, hey, I was in the New 52, I jumped in, I hadn't been this, just, you know, thoughts about things like that. And as we go on, I would love to hear from people about specific storylines and specific arcs and what they did and didn't like and things like that. But we'll get into that. But for now, thanks for listening again. Go and subscribe to Chris and Reggie's Cosmic Treadmill because they are a lot better than me. But I'm going to do my best. But yeah, I'll see you guys later and let me know what you think.